For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers, go here? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. I think they can cover this. I think they will have another multi-touchdown victory in this one. They blew the Jets out of the water last week. I know that we could be in for maybe a little bit of a letdown coming back here, but the Giants are really, really bad. Daniel Jones is awful. That offense is terrible. Really, the only thing that can keep the Giants in the game would be a Dexter Lawrence just monster performance, and we could get that. The Giants could still lose the game by two touchdowns. I'll take the Steelers to win this game like 27-13.
Yeah, Nick Costos last week told us the Jets were a better team than the Steelers and that the Jets would cover. This week, he's on the Giants. The Giants are his favorite team. I'm not seeing it. They are so bad. The Steelers are pretty healthy defensively. Their pass rush should really tee off. I think this is one of those games where the Steelers actually get off to a good start and just hammer somebody. That's what good teams do. I heard you the other night, Donnie, and I agree with you. You said the Steelers are a good football team. Not great. You know, we're not getting crazy here, but this is a good football team. And what good football teams do is they beat teams by healthy margins. They have a good point differential. And sometimes when they face a crappy team like this, they jump out early and just put the hammer down. That's what I'm seeing in this game. I see TJ Watt getting off in this game. You know, things that when you get a big lead early, then you can all of a sudden dive deep into your defensive playbook, unleash some blitzes, things like that. And I see that happening in this game. I think the Steelers win. I'm going to go by a score of 33-13. You like that? What did you pick?
I said 27-13, but I mean, I could see something like that too for good measure on the end. I mean, it's also just so nice to have games like this, but it almost makes you think in the back of your mind, like, oh, here comes the letdown, here comes the letdown, because we haven't been used to it in quite some time, where the Steelers actually look dominant.
Right. Limits, what do you got on this one?
Steelers 30-14. They post 30-plus points again. Ravens are 8.5-point favorites at the Browns.
I'm going to go with the Browns here. Maybe not to win the game outright, but to cover a large point spread in a divisional matchup. I know last week it didn't go well for them because things just fell apart. I think the Deshaun Watson injury is the greatest injury in the history of that franchise. No exaggeration, because now they are able to not worry about playing the guy. They made Jameis Winston inactive. He had a jersey on because he was the emergency third quarterback. They made the guy inactive last week so the fans wouldn't cheer for him. I'm taking the Browns to cover here.
Wow. I'm taking the Ravens. I think the Browns are broken. I kind of agree that there will probably be a better energy around them without that guy anywhere, hopefully for them, near the stadium. But they're going against the Ravens. They've got other issues. It's not just quarterback. They've got plenty of issues on that team. And I think the Ravens are kind of a take care of business kind of team right now, and their offense is just lethal. Will the Browns hang around? Maybe. But all I need is Baltimore to win by 10, and I win. I'm going with Lamar Jackson and that offense, which I believe through however many games is the best rushing offense in the history of the game, or maybe since the 1960 Packers, I think it is. I'm going Ravens all the way here. Limits?
Yeah, Ravens easily, 10-plus points. Cleveland's just not very good. Eagles, Bengals, Cincinnati's favored by 3 at home.
I'm going to take the Bengals here. I think this could be one of the best games of the weekend because I do think more highly of the Eagles than other people do. But Cincinnati's offense is just really clicking well, and they are a team to maybe be reckoned with down the line. I'm going to take Cincy to cover here by just over a field goal, like a 24-20, maybe a bit more high scoring than that. But I'll go Cincy.
I see a push here. I think this is going to be a really competitive game. I think the Eagles might be back on track a little bit. So in the end, I think the Bengals will win, but I'll go by 1 or 2 points. So I'll take the Eagles to cover here. Limits?
Yeah, I like the Bengals. I think they're going to start getting on a roll here now. All right, let's go over to some college games. Penn State is 6.5-point favorites at Wisconsin.
I think Wisconsin's going to keep this baby close. You're up at Camp Randall. It's a night game, correct? Limits, isn't it like a 7:30?
7:30,
it's like
yes.
The NBC game this week for them.
Yes.
They're going to play jump around going into the fourth quarter. And I think when they play that song, Joe, the crowd will be very invested and very into the game because I think it'll be either a tied game or Wisconsin will have the lead. I predicted Penn State to lose a few weeks ago. I came really, really close to that happening, but I think Wisconsin covers no matter what here.
Yeah, I think Penn State does. I think that second half against USC. Now, listen, I don't recommend coming out like they did in that game, but I think Drew Aller had a grow-up game there, and I would have said that even if they had lost in overtime. And I think he comes out en fuego in this one, and I pick Penn State to win this going away. Limits?
No letdown game before Ohio State next week. Penn State wins it and covers. West Virginia's at Arizona. Arizona, 4.5-point favorites.
I'm just going to take Arizona to cover because I think West Virginia is just drizzling down what is left of their 2024 season. What was a great season for them last year, one that people thought would be a disaster turned into a better game. This season has been awful for them. It could be Neil Brown's last after buying himself some extra time. He's been terrible at the charge of this thing. I'll go Arizona.
Yeah, but at least everybody will have fun, right, Neil?
Everybody has fun tonight.
I think I'm going to go against Neil Brown. Is there a better bet in America right now? We're on the same page there, Donnie.
Yeah, Arizona. West Virginia is just, they're done. Good night.
All right. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 68 today with sunny skies. And it's a big Monday night, but it's kind of a football-free weekend around here for the weekend. But the Steelers and Pitt are a combined, what now, 12-2? Is that what they
yes.
are right now? These are good times, Donnie. Very good
Much
times.
Better times than I think we anticipated.
I'll say. For sure they are. And I think that the Steelers come out strong and bludgeon this team. Do you think it's going to be close for a while?
No, I actually think the Steelers will look good. And like that touchdown at the end, like I said, 27-13. I think it could be like 27-6
yeah.
or something. And the Giants just score one late in the game.
It feels to me like TJ Watt has been conspicuously quiet. I realize teams are going after him. Like, I'm not blaming him for that. What I am saying is that that's not going to happen on Monday night. I would not want to be Daniel
no.
Jones in this game. He holds on to the ball. They have questions at tackle. This has all the makings. I'm talking like a 4.5-sack game. He may double his sack total this season. I'm serious.
That'd be nice. It would certainly help his DPOY case.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Donnie. It's another Donnie Football Friday.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.